The financial markets lately have been bobbing up and down like a dizzy musician at, that's right, a Greek wedding, as Greece and the Eurozone try to resolve their debt madness. News of a new bailout deal sent markets higher today, as it seems the Greeks are capitulating to most creditor demands. What of the referendum Prime Minister Tsipras has scheduled for the weekend to allow voters to decide whether to accept the terms? Well, millions of Greek expatriates around the world are asking the same questions as the fates of family and friends hang in the balance. Austerity pushed Peter Charitopoulos to move to the U.S. from Greece in 2011. He now works as a web designer here in New York and is in the studio. Peter, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Pins and needles.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. So how are you communicating with your family? What's the sort of day-by-day TikTok of what's going on in your world?
You know, the Greeks have used to going abroad and working since the 60s. So we are very used to have our families far away. But thank God now that we have the technology, and the technology gives us the ability of speaking with the family almost anytime that we want. I'm talking in Skype with my family and friends and emails. They're sending me emails and they want to talk to me, and maybe they can find out something that comes from here, from the United States, and it's about them. You know, what's happening with IMF, if you heard something, what the people are telling there. It's a very stressful period of the Greek economy. It's been stressful since 2010. And you know that what is happening today is not something new. The only difference is that this time there is a government that just said no. They said no to the austerity measures. Because for the past 5 years, it was 2010, every 6 months we have this kind of situation where the creditors are coming in, they say, you didn't do what exactly we wanted you to do, so you need to cut more wages, you need to cut more pensions. But back then we had governments that they would simply say, yes, there's no problem. And the only difference now is that this government said no.
They said no for a longer time before they said yes.
We don't know if they're going to say yes. And this is what's happening now in Greece, because there's so many different information coming in from different places that they say the government will say yes. No, no, the government will say no. And people are frustrated because they don't know what really is happening.
We talked with a correspondent this week who said that Greece has been shifting to an all-cash economy for a while, that essentially transactions take place without the need for ATMs and banks, and there's even a bartering trade going on. How does that work?
Well, since forever, Greece never really used the plastic money. You will see very few people using credit cards or debit cards. Even back in the good old days, you were able to see people standing in line in the banks, in the bank branch, in order to get their pension, their payment from their job. They didn't really use plastic money. They're not used to do that. So now that they're telling them, you know what, you can go with your card and, you know, do your transaction, that doesn't really seems like a good idea for them.
They don't trust it.
They don't trust. They really trust. Since forever, the Greeks really trust cash. And now that there is this, there's no money, there's no cash in the market, everybody's getting very frustrated about that.
Have you heard of payrolls not being met? I mean, that's part of the reason why you came to the United States. You couldn't get paid to do what you wanted to do.
Well, you know, that thing was happening also back in the old good days. You could see payrolls getting delayed. It was the mentality. It was the mentality of, especially if you were, Greece's Athens and Thessaloniki, those two big cities. In all other places, it's the same situation. Mm. So you could see in all other places, companies that were delaying the payments, they were trying to pay something else first, and then they're going to pay the employees. That was the mentality. Now, I didn't heard anything. My father went on Friday, and he got his pension. He didn't have any problem.
Really? Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But now I'm hearing for people that the money is in the bank, but they need to go every day because there's this limit of 60 euros per day. But they're saying that they're getting the money. It's just that they're getting it in payments.
Have you heard of any resourcefulness? I mean, Greeks over a long period of time have learned to be very, very resourceful in the wake of financial instability and uncertainty. Anybody told you a story of how a great big dinner was put together despite the cash problems? Party went ahead, no problem at all. Birthday presents, anything like that?
You know, I've got a lot of friends in Facebook. The 50% of the posting that I'm seeing is about the crisis. The other 50% I'm seeing is about having fun in the sun in a beach bar.
Yeah. So life goes on.
Yes. For some people, life goes on. I guess it's the environment. It's the sun and the blue sky and the sea that sometimes makes us feel very laid back.
Like there's a few more hours left.
Exactly.
Even when the Germans say there's not a few more hours.
There's this saying in Greece that the big God of Greece will help us. So we don't need to worry.
Does anyone care if this Eurozone thing goes away, if suddenly you're back to drachmas?
Yes, it seems like there are a lot of people that care about the Eurozone. Yesterday we had that people protesting for the favor of the Eurozone yesterday. On Monday we had the people protesting against the Eurozone. We are dividing in two parties, the people that are voting for the yes and the people that are voting for the no. It seems that there is a lot of people that care about the euro, but, you know, we have 1.5 million people unemployment. We have 28% of unemployment. In this percent, we're not including the people that have left the country. In that percent, we're not including the people that are working just 2 days a week. So, you know, so if we see the real unemployment, it will be more than 40-45%. And I don't think that those people being in unemployment for so many years now, they really care if they do have a euro or a drachma in their pockets.
Well, one thing is certain. They'll take dollars.
This is something that is like a rumor and it's been heard a lot. There was a rumor that the government will not go straight to the drachma, but maybe we're going to use the dollar for a couple of days or months. But, you know, we just need to wait and see.
Peter Charitopoulos is a web designer in New York and a Greek immigrant. He moved to the U.S. in 2011 after the austerity measures back then made it impossible for him to find work in Greece. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.